Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Where'd that first hour go? Wow. Pretty quick. 615-844-5600 and on Twitter at Bill S. King. If you'd like to check in, you want to email the show, Bill S. King 7, the number 7, at gmail.com. Well, we got to a bunch there in hour number one. Couple things as we turn the page. And where's the voting? I gotta scroll down on the timeline. We threw up, Jeff too did, a poll. We've got 38 votes now on this. Put it up sometime last hour. And here's the question. Since the SEC, you know what that stands for, everybody, not the Security and Exchange Commission, that's the Southeastern Conference. Since the SEC went to divisions in 1992, what's been more common? Alabama picked to win it or Vanderbilt picked last? Right now, Vandy's running up the score on Alabama right now. That's how embarrassing this has gotten. 79% of the votes, Vandy picked last. 21%, Alabama picked to win it. Basically, the votes are suggesting Vanderbilt is better at being bad than Alabama is better in being good. Now, that might not be what it means, but that's what the votes say here. I'm actually empathetic to Vandy. I grew up around here. I've experienced it many times. They have been the brunt of a lot of jokes. Yes, 79% to 21. 38 votes we've gotten in the last about 45 minutes or so. I think that's when Jeff put that up, that poll, this morning. Anyways, go find that poll and vote on it. Need to get those numbers up. 38 votes. In the first 40-something minutes. L-Dog says, Bill, I need you to build a wall around Karen and give her airtime to Jeff in the Borough. Oh. You want to replace Karen with Jeff in the Borough? Karen tweets, interesting, OU, Bama, Texas, and the Aggies already have their guy, talking about 2021 quarterbacks. Eli Stowers for the Aggies. Brock Vandergriff for OU. Drake May for Alabama. Alabama, there's a line of thinking that they're going to flip Bryce Young out of California, who's committed to Southern Cal. That's the class of 20 quarterback. The other thing is Karen's always talking about how some of these other schools are putting too many quarterbacks on the roster. Jimbo's going to have lots of quarterback transfers. If Haynes King comes in there and starts, and Jimbo does like to redshirt his quarterbacks. He redshirted Jameis. But that quarterback room is not going to stay all lovey-dovey. Jimbo's stacking the bleep out of his quarterbacks. Now, that's good. I mean, he's attracting them. That's a good thing. But maintaining the sanity in that room is a difficult thing at any school. Going to be some transfers for the Aggies if all these guys do end up showing up. There is no way they're going to coexist. That ain't happening. Jeff in Chicago, check it in. Regarding Coach Fitz and that audio clip about the phone being the reason why we're losing attendance at games. Says Coach Fitz probably ought to spend more time paying attention to his wife on date night and less to the other tables in the restaurant. Yeah, Fitz is talking about how he went out to eat and the couples that they went out with basically got seated. They all got seated, immediately went to their phones, face in their phones, and nobody was talking. That's kind of where we're at, right? If you walk, for example, have you ever done this? Go in an airport. Let's say you're traveling and you're just walking to your terminal. If you go and just look at people who are seated, waiting to hear it's time to board, what percentage of those people are face down into their phones? Social media, maybe, or they're texting somebody, or they're playing some game on their phone. I'd say, what, 80% of them? Probably. That's everywhere. And that's not just the millennials. That's old people. Everybody. It's I don't think it's demographic oriented so much as people try to label it. Jeff, too, I brought up that 1986 game. 1986, the Alabama-Tennessee game, and it seemed like they tossed it to Bobby Humphrey, 200 times. I'm embellishing, I know. Felt like 300 times. And I remember Gil from Green Hills calling in saying, my God, Bill, all they did is just feed it to Bobby Humphrey play after play, and we could not stop it. They knew what the play call was. We knew what the play call was. The people in the stands who were drinking, who had brain cell deficiencies, knew what the play call was. Still couldn't cover it. Still couldn't defend it. Still couldn't run fit it. So Jeff 2 pulls up the stats. Bill, the 86 Alabama-Tennessee game, Alabama had 457 yards rushing on 58 attempts. Bobby Humphrey had 27 carries for 217 yards and 3 TDs. Mike Shula, the quarterback, was 3-for-6. Mike Shula threw it 6 times for 78 yards passing in that game. He was 3-of-6. Also, he rushed it 4 times for 21. And it's a stat. Let me pull this up. Alabama won that game 56-28. It was 42-14 at halftime. Tennessee rushed for 68 yards in that game. Alabama 457. Gene Jelks carried it 14 times for 89 yards in that ball game. Jeff Francis threw it for 309. Let me see if there's any other meaningful stats here. And it was, well, these are just some stats. Oh, you know who played in this game? Guy that played at Brentwood High School, Clay Whitehurst, let me pull that up, because he was from here too. And I saw him when my younger brothers played Little League ball. I saw him out there playing. Whitehurst had a touchdown receiving in that game. 34-yard touchdown. Wow. Yeah, he was from here, Clay Whitehurst. Matter of fact, I ran into him 2 years ago. His son was going to a high school here, and they ended up pulling him, and he moved back to Alabama. I don't know what and where and all that, but he's from here. Actually worked down in Alabama with a former player at Alabama. Moved back up here where he's from. Stayed here a couple of years. They went back down there to Alabama. I don't remember the whole situation, but Georgia Dog checking in this morning on Twitter. At Bill is King says, Bill, Jimmy Hockaday, and here's his stats. He caught 26 total balls in his career at Georgia. His first year, he caught one. Second year, he caught three. Third year, oh, the stats. 14 catches in his third year, and then eight his last year. Jimmy Hockaday. He was from Brentwood Academy. Clay Whitehurst was from Brentwood High School. Both big-time receivers coming out. That's when this area didn't produce a whole lot of players, too. Not like it does now. Not like the fertile area that it is now. Jeff in Chicago says, Bill, it's not a demographic thing. Karen is over 80 and she's on her phone all day. Karen's not over 80. Karen is not a day over 49. Maybe 39. Karen says, Bill, you are officially a Harbaugh homer. Well, I like Harbaugh because I think he's a better coach than he's been given credit for at Michigan. Because his resume up to that point is incredible. NFL head coach, he's got his team in a Super Bowl. You don't do that by being some slappy. His time at Stanford and San Diego, he was a very good coach. Michigan, not living up to expectations. Correct. But I never knew, and I don't know if this is more recent, his behavior is very awkward. I tell you who's just like him, at least on a microphone, when talking to the media, is Tom Herman. Tom Herman is also very weird. Maybe these guys are so smart they don't communicate with regulars. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But with Harbaugh, back to the James Hudson thing, and I don't know if you've seen this. James Hudson's now at Cincinnati. He transferred from Michigan. He's trying to get cleared. He's claiming that he has depression issues. And again, I don't know the truth there. I know what he's saying. Harbaugh said at the Big Ten Media Days that he thinks in general players are making stuff up to get cleared, which is accurate. Now, timing-wise, was that a smart thing to say? No. Because I don't know the truth on James Hudson. I don't know the inside story. I just know that Harbaugh, in general terms, without naming him, challenged the authenticity of it. And it was not the thing to do. Regardless of, maybe he's right. Seriously, folks, maybe he's right about this. And it is true that players are making stuff up to get cleared. Now, come on now. Don't challenge me on that one. People are making all kinds of stuff up. I know, let me give you an example. I know here in this area, when players are in high school, and let's say they're going to transfer schools, they make stuff up all the time to try and get cleared, to try and get the TSSAA to clear them without having to pay a penalty, sit out a year. That's very common. Matter of fact, I'd say it's done more than it's not done. But back to James Hudson, I don't know the truth there. I just know what he is saying, and I know what Harbaugh said about it. And Harbaugh should have been probably a little smarter timing-wise, because that's a very delicate, sensitive topic, and it's one that we ought to be sensitive to. And now, here's the only thing I don't understand. If you're at Michigan, you're James Hudson, and you're struggling with depression, how is transferring to Cincinnati fixing that? I don't look. I'm not clinically, medically equipped to understand the ins and outs on that. I'm not. But it sounds like Harbaugh's being skeptical here in this whole thing. We got to get the break. We're coming right back. We are presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. An accident with injuries tying up the 1200 block at Robinson Road. It's over in Old Hickory. Traffic's on the increase out here now. You would expect 40 westbound here at Spence Lane, trying to get through Hermitage Donaldson. Coming down from the north, still holding up on 65 southbound, coming past Vietnam Vets. Hey, if you get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets, Smart Fares can save you up to 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple: incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Let me tell you about my good friend Kenneth. He has the site, which is soulstreetcoffee.com. 8 different blends, 16 teas on there. And he is the exclusive sponsor of Kevin Hagan every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, talking Alabama football, Alabama sports. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. I need you to order now. It is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's soulstreetcoffee.com.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Arsenio Hall with us.
Man, if you ain't seen me live, you ain't seen me, dog. I love the moment. I get down there, I read the paper when I first arrive in Music City, and I just go with it. I never do the same show twice, so it's always a lot of fun.
You are a legend.
God bless you. If loving Greg and Joe is wrong, I don't want to be right.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Omni Nashville Hotel, 615-844-5600 on Twitter, Billis King. Karen says, Bill, regarding Jimbo, she says, I think some forget Florida State was his first head coaching gig. She goes on to say, I can tell he's changed a lot. His offense has certainly adjusted. His type of quarterback recruited has certainly changed. His demeanor has changed some. He obviously learned a lot. Bodes well for A&M. I'll tell you my selfish best Jimbo moment. It's 2010. Jimbo's first year on the job at Florida State. Remember, they couldn't get Bobby out of there. Bobby was not going to let go. It kind of got ugly. Anyways, they had announced prior that Jimbo was the successor. Jimbo's on the job, and it's before the season starts. It's probably about right now, late July, early August, before the 10 season starts, 2010. And I'm getting calls from Florida State fans who are excited. There's new leadership. Jimbo's taking over, and they're saying, Bill, that opener against Oklahoma, man, what do you think? And I said, look, I'm high on Jimbo. I like the move. I like him getting the job. But Florida State, player-wise, just situationally, they're not ready for this Oklahoma game. This is going to be ugly. And that game was over probably in the first quarter. I think the final was 47-17, but it was ugly. And it was exactly what I thought. And it wasn't anything that Jimbo had done wrong. It was just circumstantially, this is tough. Season opener against this powerhouse Oklahoma, Florida State, in the moment, just not ready for that. Now, that team ended up winning 10 games and won their division, but that Oklahoma game, that wasn't the time for that. Anyways, Jimbo was scheduled to be on the show the following Monday. Now, this was scheduled before the Oklahoma game. And I can tell you, there are coaches out there, after a game like that, they're not going to show up. They're going to get all diaper rashy. And they're going to be so mad. They're going to be watching film. And they're going to shut all the doors. And they're not coming out. They're not going to go see sunlight. They're just going to hide. Get in the fetal position. And start screaming at everybody because of what happened. Jimbo, that next Monday, was right there waiting on the show. Didn't back down a bit. And answered all the questions. Could not have been more professional. Could not have been more, let's say, up to standard. Didn't back away. Didn't try and duck anything. That's my favorite. Now, again, that's a selfish moment. But that's my favorite Jimbo moment. And a couple of years later, he's winning the Natty there. Give him credit for that, too. But I remember that. I remember that Oklahoma game leading up, and I was telling fans, I said, look, I know you are all pumped up here. Jimbo's got his hands on it. I know the lost decade kind of made you fade on the Noles. Because once we got through the 90s and the early 2000s, Florida State football started fading. Bobby got too old. His staff got too old. They couldn't keep up. Recruits they would get who were supposed to be good mysteriously started not developing. All that stuff together, just none of it worked. There was always, well, we're going to get this thing turned around. Just give us a little more time. Hey, you watch what we did over that 15-year period where we never finished worse than fourth in the nation. A decade and a half we did this. Just give us some time. We'll get it right. And this was year after year. And again, it wasn't anything other than Bobby had just gotten old. They just, you can't flip a switch and go back to the glory days. At some point, you just don't have it anymore. That's what happened. And Jimbo came in and took over and did a pretty good job. Yeah, that's my favorite, easily my favorite Jimbo moment. He was there waiting, and did a good job until it was time to move on. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, attendance at Northwestern games has never been great. Their average in 18 was 43,873. Now, they played Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame. That's a really attractive home schedule at Ryan Field. Usually, the average is in the 30s at Northwest. He's talking about Fitz, that audio clip we played earlier. Now, Let's go back to Miami. All those great teams that Miami had between 83 and, let's say, 01. They won multiple natties there. They won, was it five natties in that period, I believe? They averaged, those teams, probably about 45,000 people at those games. Miami doesn't have some huge, passionate, we just are all over the chat rooms fan base. They've got their fans, but it's not like your big Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, some of the ACC schools too, fan bases. Not at all. No, not at all. Not at all. 844-5600 today, if you'd like to get in. Buckeye Brenda says, Bill, regarding Harbaugh, no coach is qualified to question anybody's mental stability. Plus, that's tantamount to a HIPAA violation. Yeah, I thought Harbaugh's biggest mistake there is even bringing that up. I'm sure he believes that. It's obviously that's what he believes. That things are being made up for players to transfer. That is happening, but I don't think that's the time to be bringing that up. I think you keep that to yourself. It's kind of like the, you know, the old joke that ends up, the punchline to the joke ends up, I don't think I'd have said that. That's where we're at here with Harbaugh. I don't think I'd have said that. All kinds of things happen with players at schools. But you got to be careful. Even if you think it, I don't think you say it. And how are you possibly, even if you are 100% right about James Hudson, let's just say, this is for the sake of the conversation, you're right, he's making up depression to get leniency, to get cleared at Cincinnati. And his only problem he had at Michigan was that he wasn't getting playing time. I'm just saying, what if? Even if you are 100% right, you cannot win that fight. You can't. You cannot. That is a battle you do not need to wage. And again, I don't know the story. I do not have the inside there. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's got some issues that he's trying to work on that he needs help with, which is normal. Maybe he's making it up. I don't know either way. But if you're Harbaugh, you need to be smarter than that now. That's a fight you don't need. You got enough on your hands right now trying to make Michigan as good as you're supposed to be, and to date you haven't done that yet. You don't need any other side wars going on that you're fighting. You just don't. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs, and remember, use the name Bill is King. You're going to the, let's think of some games, Auburn-Oregon opener. Or let's say the North Carolina-South Carolina game, right out of the chute, just to name a few. It's not a huge opening weekend. Some good games. Florida-Miami I'm interested in. I'm more interested in Miami because I think I know Florida. I don't think I know Miami. Florida's the solid favorite there. Let's say you go to that game. What's that, in Orlando? I believe, yes. Tickets at Primo Seats. Oh, let's say you're a Vandy fan here locally or a Georgia fan coming in to the 615. Tickets at Primo Seats. Use the name Bill is King, 5% off. Concerts included. You go into concerts, get your tickets at PrimoSeats.com. We'll get to the bottom of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Right now, we're looking at a car up against the wall here in Brentwood at 65 northbound, right near Concord Road. Talk about wrong place, wrong time. The traffic volume is so heavy trying to get up through Williamson County right now on 65 going northbound here at Concord Road as they work this stalled vehicle. 40 westbound near Broadway. It looked like a very minor wreck. It's busy still there coming inbound on I-40 east up through Kingston Springs out of Dixon County. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken. Check it out. 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're your on-time traffic.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season. 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have. Low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
When it's time for new flooring and hardwood, the choices can be mind-numbing. Who do I call? Who can I trust? Locally, Brazza Flooring is a leading expert in floor installation and services and makes the process easy. Brazza Flooring offers a wide selection of flooring options and hardwood supplies and will work with you to help you decide which selection works best for you. Once you make a decision, they'll handle the rest. Nobody does hardwood floor installation better than Brazza Flooring, and they do it fast without sacrificing quality. Brazza Flooring provides the best service at an affordable price. Their passion for flooring and extensive experience means no job is too big, too small, or too difficult. Call 678-826-7798. That's 678-826-7798. Or go online at BrazzaFlooring.com and follow them on Instagram. Brazza Flooring, where they strive to please and guarantee complete satisfaction.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Showers and thunderstorms for this morning, a high of 86. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, a low of 67. Tuesday, only a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Omni Nashville Hotel. 615-844-5600. Back to the voting. We've got 45 votes here on this. It's a good question. Jeff 2 posted it. Since the SEC went to divisions in 1992. Remember, they added South Carolina East, Arkansas West. What's been more common? Bama picked to win it or Vandy picked last? Right now, Vandy is running up the score on Alabama. 78% of the 45 votes say Vandy picked last. 22% say Alabama. Alabama ought to be ashamed here. Just kidding, routed. It's back to 1984, Curt Page quarterbacking Vanderbilt against Alabama. Am I skipping something? Is that the last Vanderbilt win over Alabama? Now, they don't play every year, but I think it is. Somebody can correct me. Bean, count me. If I'm wrong there, somebody help me. Let me know I'm skewed. Let me know I'm making a big mistake there. Bill, not factual. Correct it now, Bill. Buckeye Brenda says, Bill, I heard one of those Southwest pilots that backed into the other at the Nashville airport was a Michigan grad. Is that right? I haven't heard that. I have not gotten any of the college background info on any of these people. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. Gary Joe Collins this morning. He is checking in from Tim Couch Country. Hyden, Kentucky, that area. That general vicinity. Says, Bill, they got the Savior painted on the building close to the stadium. Southside Church of Christ is a couple of Terry Wilson long throws from Kroger Field. I thought my cats were close to the man upstairs. Not Notre Dame close, though. He's talking about Notre Dame. The Notre Dame football department, I guess it was, put out a tweet where they were counting down to the season, which I am totally anti-countdown. But I did grant an exception there, and I retweeted it. And it's true. If you've ever been on that campus, Touchdown Jesus is, now, geographically speaking, I don't know if I can describe it, but he's just not far from the stadium. Matter of fact, in one part of the stadium, you can see Touchdown Jesus peeking over the stadium, even though it's not literally right physically next to the stadium, but it's close. It's close. Touchdown Jesus. I have told many of you, and quite a few of you don't like Notre Dame. I understand. Notre Dame's the most polarizing name still in college sports in general. It's a compliment to Notre Dame, but if you've never been to that campus, I'm not saying put it on your bucket list, but I'm saying give it one shot. I'm not suggesting that'll make you a fan, but it will make you appreciate Notre Dame. It's different. There's a different feel. When you're on that campus, you can just, in the air, feel the tradition, whatever it might be. Again, I'm not saying that makes you now become a lover and you're no longer a hater. No, I'm not saying that changes you at all, but it makes you understand what it's like. Because if you've ever been to South Bend in general, it's not very nice. I wouldn't want to wake up and learn that for some reason I had to move there. No offense. Brian Kelly has said many times, look, I never had it as a goal where I was going to be living in South Bend. I love Notre Dame, but he said that. he said that several times. Brian Kelly, the coach. But Notre Dame is in that town. That's the thing. It's something else. I've been there a few times, and I soak it in every time. It is a wonderful place. I've jogged all through that place, been down to the grotto, was over there by Touchdown, got all those pictures by Touchdown Jesus. In that 1991 Tennessee comeback game against Notre Dame, at Notre Dame, Johnny Majors tells the story I've told you about, where at the end when Notre Dame missed the – John Ward called it wrong. Notre Dame's kicking a field goal at the end to win the game. John Ward calls it as if it's good. It wasn't good. He says, good. No good. That's kind of the call from John Ward. Anyways, Johnny Majors tells the story that at the end of the game, he looked up and Touchdown Jesus was given the no good sign, like a referee. Johnny just laughs like that's the funniest thing in the world. That Notre Dame game. That's right. 1991. Notre Dame has a big lead. Tennessee comes back and wins it there. That was a big Johnny game. Johnny was maybe getting Tennessee back, which he really wasn't, but that was the thinking at the time. Yeah, Johnny. Johnny has come home only to disappoint again. I think does Johnny live in East Tennessee or did he go back? I know he went back to coach at Pittsburgh, but I thought he moved back there. Maybe he's living back in East Tennessee. I'm not sure. Jeff 2 on Twitter. Says, Bill, considering where FSU was from 88 to 2000, things look like they fell off fast from 2000 into 01 and didn't rebound until Jimbo took over. Yeah, because between about the late 80s and early 2000s, Florida State had a run where I think it was 14 years. They never finished worse than fourth or fifth in the nation. In the nation. Then, right after the national championship, their last one, which was 99, Bowden's last one, which was 99. 2 years later, 01, they went 8-4. And then they went 9-5. And you got to remember, those records, 8-4 and 9-5, are crap compared to what they're used to. Might as well say 5-7. That's how bad that was. They did have a little resurgence in 03 where they went 10-3. But then it started fading again after that. Bowden. And that's why they call that the lost decade. Yeah, if you ever hear the lost decade, that is the lost decade. That's the decade where it all got away from them. Bama Dave checking in. A little early for him. Usually he checks in the last hour. Says, Bill, 6 weeks till overblown expectations and unreal predictions, even though he spells it prefictions. I had to edit that on the fly. Predictions. He's talking about that Notre Dame tweet. I love it. No, Notre Dame, nobody can just polarize an audience like the Fighting Irish. Nobody. They're number one in America when it comes to polarization. Maybe a little bit of acrimony there, too, for Notre Dame. That's why I like them. Peter says, nothing like South Bend. Peter's a big Syracuse fan. He says, went right from the stadium to Mass. Truly awesome. If you're a college football fan, it's a bucket list thing. Ask Georgia fans. The Georgia fans that I talked to, and this was 2 years ago, correct? This would have been the 17 season. Jake Fromm was a true freshman. They go to South Bend. They end up buying out the stadium. Well, at least putting more people there than Notre Dame had, which never happens. To this day, I still can't describe it. Incredible thing Georgia did. You do not go to Notre Dame and put more butts in the seats than they've got. Not even close. Georgia did it. That's still unexplainable when it comes to common sense. Georgia pulled it off, though. But Georgia fans that I talked to, and I talked to a lot of Georgia fans after that game the next week, were nothing but complimentary. Bill, I've been to all these places, Southeastern Conference cities and stadiums, etc. And Notre Dame was something else. It was. I'm very happy I got to experience that. Also happy that we won and got out of there because it was a tough game. Got to remember the game ended on a sack over the left side of the line of scrimmage, which was Mike McGlinchey and Quentin Nelson, which is as good a duo as college football has had on the offensive line in many years. Matter of fact, Quentin Nelson is one of the handful of best offensive linemen in the entire NFL already. He is a dominant, brutal offensive guard. And the sack actually came, who was the defensive end that did this? It wasn't Roquan Smith at linebacker. It was one of the ends. Beat McGlinchey and got to the quarterback, which would have been, what, Brandon Wimbush in the game? That ended the game. I'm trying to remember you Georgia fans, let me know who that was that made that play. That happened over the left side of the line of scrimmage, which was dominating. One of the most dominant guard-tackle duos we've seen in college football in quite a few years. Made the play right over that side. More McGlinchey than Nelson. It came off the edge. but both are absolute studs. Okay, we'll get one more break here. Hour number two, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Right now, we're looking at a car up against the wall here in Brentwood at 65 northbound, right near Concord Road. Talk about wrong place, wrong time. The traffic volume is so heavy trying to get up through Williamson County right now on 65 going northbound here at Concord Road as they work this stalled vehicle. 40 westbound near Broadway, it looked like a very minor wreck. It's busy still there coming inbound on I-40 east up through Kingston Springs out of Dixon County. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken. Check it out, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Family is big around here. We're family owned, family operated, family managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same day pickup and next day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard, the bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Bowling Green, WWE Live presents the SummerSlam Heatwave Tour. Saturday night, August 3rd at EA Diddle Arena. In a double main event, you'll see Kofi Kingston as he defends the WWE Championship against Dolph Ziggler.
This should be me.
Then,
my schedule is wide open.
Roman Reigns faces Drew McIntyre, plus SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley, and more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and Ticketmaster.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Quick moving show today. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill Is King. And if you do want to email the show, BillIsKing777@gmail.com. I'm trying to find, because the timeline is getting lengthy here, trying to find the Jeff 2 polling. Okay. Vanderbilt is widening their lead on Alabama. You're saying, Bill, I just tuned in. What could you possibly be talking about? Vanderbilt opened what lead? Are we talking baseball? Bowling? What are we talking about here, Bill? No, here's what I'm suggesting. Jeff 2 puts up a poll based on something we talked about earlier in the show. Since the SEC went east-west in 92, what has been more common? Alabama picked to win the SEC or Vanderbilt picked last? Vanderbilt is routing Alabama. 49 votes. We've got 49 total votes here, everybody. Vandy, 80%. Alabama 20%. 80-20 is what we're looking at here. Oh, we're up to 51 votes. Couple just hit right there. I need to tell you what. Let me retweet that. Let me retweet it. Okay, there you go. 51 votes, it's still 80-20. Vandy picked last. Now, Vandy is pretty good at running back, pretty good at receiver, pretty good at tight end with Jared Pinkney. Good shape there. Quarterback is iffy right now. We're not sure how that's going to end up looking. There's a transfer. We'll see what happens. But they've been pretty good last couple of years. By their historic standards, let me make sure I put that in perspective. They've been pretty good. Media days complete. When is the Pac-12? I'll tell you, that's how out of sight, out of mind the Pac-12 is. I couldn't tell you when their media days. Did it happen? I don't think it happened last week. Somebody remind me during the break to look that up. Pac-12 media days. Many years they have that at LAX. I don't know where they're having it. Oh, actually, Jason said they're having it in Oregon this year. I don't know if he's just goofing or if it's true. But I know in years past it was at the airport. Why not? Go in there, check it out for a couple of minutes, then get the hell out. What else are you going to do? Oh. I don't know. No, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you when and where that is, the Pac-12. Couldn't tell you. Media days, though, obviously Clemson picked in the ACC. That's a no-brainer. Bama and Georgia picked in the SEC. Texas, Oklahoma, Iowa State third in the Big 12 predictions. How did the Big Ten voting come? I saw one, which was what? Was that the Columbus Dispatch? I think so. They had Ohio State one, not Michigan. Now, that wasn't Columbus Dispatch vote. That was voters, writers that they selected. So I'm not saying it was stacked just because it was the Columbus Dispatch. I'm not saying that. But it was the Buckeyes one, and it was Iowa. Hawkeye Jason, if you're monitoring, what did the voting come out in the Big Ten like? I think it was Ohio State and Iowa, if I'm not mistaken. The only problem Iowa has, and Hawkeye Jason can attest to this, Iowa doesn't like getting pats on the back, typically. Iowa does better when you say, you're probably 8-4. Yeah, you're not gonna win big this year. When it's their time to overachieve, except nobody's predicting it, that's when Iowa's better. They don't do well, and that's common for a lot of teams, but they don't do well when the predictions are all about them. All complimentary of them. Hawkeye Jason says, the joke was the Pac-12 media days was being held in an actual city, Boring, Oregon. B-O-R-I-N-G, Oregon. Media days actually is Wednesday the 24th, which is this week in Hollywood, Cali. That might be pretty cool. Get your trip to Hollywood. Go to the Pac-12 media days. Have a good time. I could dig some of that. Probably tax you out of your mind while you're there for a day or two. Take all your money. Come home broke. I could see having a good time doing that. Going out to Hollywood. How many of you have done that? You've done the Walk of Fame and all that? Taking trips? I remember being on a bus going through. There's Johnny Carson's house. There is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's house. Remember doing all that. Remember going by, we went by, and I couldn't yet tell you exactly where this is, but we're in Hollywood, and we're on this tour, and they say, there's the parking lot where they store the Price is Right gifts that they give away. The prizes. The big old parking lot. That's where it's at, right there. That's where the winners get their actual stuff, right there. This parking lot. Hour 3 is coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.